Hey, good morning, Mark, Mark Farrell, Farrell, 7/6/8/2023, 4/4/2860. Mr. Farrell comes in today for a follow-up of multiple medical issues and problems, including hypertension, coronary artery disease, tiredness, difficulty sleeping from time to time, history of mild BPH symptoms, dizziness. He says after he got his COVID immunization, he had a period where he couldn't remember anything for a few hours. BPH, history of vertigo, strong family history of coronary artery disease. Patient is a 62-year-old gentleman now that is single, lives by himself in a house. He has quit smoking since last year, which is a huge accomplishment. He does drink from time to time, but not on a regular basis. He's 63, by the way. He has had many heart attacks some 11 years ago. Now he's quit smoking. He's not. He's using his Plavix, has not had any angina, has had some palpitation, and has been following up with his cardiologist. He sells recliners for a living, and he does a lot of walking. Sometimes he gets leg pain and arm pain because of the movement, but he's had some PVD, and that needs to be followed up again today. He did have thyroid cysts last year. That needs to be followed up. He's had some nausea, but no vomiting, no hematemesis, no metachesia, no seizure or convulsion, and no history of diabetes. Family history, hypertension, diabetes, coronary artery disease, stroke, maintenance exam, colonoscopies up to date. Blood work is being checked today. Allergy and drug allergy. Medication, see the medication list opposite page. No new medications were written today. Surgical history, hip surgery, knee surgery, shoulder surgery, back and face surgery. History of coronary stent placement times 4, mainly on the right side. Medical problems, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, anxiety. History of heart attacks, PVD, hypertension, low back pain. Patient has seen a podiatrist because of foot pain in the past. And also has had hip and knee pains in the past. Review of system as above. He's gained about 20 pounds because he quit smoking. 180 pounds, 97%, 97.8, 16, 75, 143 over 83. He says his blood pressure is normally much better at home. COVID immunization is, by the way, up to date before I forget. Exam, heart positive, swollen positive, stew, no ectopics, lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, TMs are slightly, are clear, skin shows no lesions or mucosa with any lesion, neurological, non-focal. Assessment, number one, coronary artery disease. Number two, hypertension. Number three, doing well with current medication. Number four, refill medication. Number five, check blood work. Number six, tobacco abuse. Number seven, he has not quit smoking. Number eight, minimal alcohol use. Number nine, PVD. Next number is leg pain related, most likely related to PVD. Next number, history of myocardial infarction. Next number, status post stent placement. Next number is mild RVH. Next number, echocardiogram shows no changes compared to last year. Next number, patient's carotid ultrasound also shows some atheroma and some soft plaque. No hemodynamically unstable lesion noted. Next number is fatty liver minimal. Next number is he's watching his weight. Next number is exercise. And diet, we talked about now that he's quit smoking. Next one's thyroid cysts remains have now resolved. Next one's echocardiogram shows no changes. Ejection fraction is very similar. Next number is blood work obtained. Next one's finding discussed with patient. Next one's all medications were refilled. Next one's patient was given ample time to ask questions before leaving the office. Thank you.